It's now time for the Halftime Show on KOWO Radio 104.1 FM. Here's Mike Blackwell and Jared Robinson.
Back in Wimberley, Texans go to the locker room here at halftime at Texan Stadium, leading Navarro by a score of 20-14. This is how it happened. Navarro took the opening kickoff and drove it down for a touchdown on that opening kickoff. It was Ty Law on a 6-yard run. Efren Alfaro with the extra point, and with 5:30 left to play in the first half, Navarro kept the ball more than half of the first quarter, and Navarro led at that point by a score of 7-0. Wimberley then answered on a Gavin Martinez touchdown pass of 24 yards from JoJo Weeks, but Nick Coles' extra point was hooked left, and he missed that extra point with 3:10 left to play in the first quarter, so Navarro held the lead at that point, 7-6. Texans then took their first lead of the night on a Wyatt Mann 55-yard pitch and catch from JoJo Weeks, and it was Matt Mitchell on the two-point conversion pass from JoJo with 1:27 left to play in the first quarter. Wimberley led it 14-7, and that is where we ended the first quarter of play. Navarro then scored and tied the game when Law scored his second touchdown of the night. Alfaro with the extra point. 2:25 left to play in the second quarter. It was tied at that point at 14. But Texans able to strike there inside of a minute left in the first half. With 47 seconds left to play in that first half, it was Weeks with his third touchdown pass of the night. This one 23 yards out to Cade Stover, who caught it and got it into the end zone. Unfortunately for Wimberley, Coles' extra point attempt was blocked, and so Wimberley failed on that extra point try as well, and that is where we stand. Our last check, Astros led the Los Angeles Dodgers by a score 4-0 in the second inning. They're further along now in that ball game. But at any rate, stay with us. We are at halftime. We'll let you enjoy some of the festivities. Texans lead it 20-14 over Navarro. You are listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding hill country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 and Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at byroneccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, Branch Leader Financial Consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings. Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org.
And by Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
Welcome back. Wimberley Stadium, we got halftime here on a chilly night. Wimberley versus Navarro. Wimberley leads at halftime 20-14, and what really has been kind of a slobber knocker of a game, we'll call it so far. Wimberley offense has really been run 100% through JoJo Weeks in the first half right here. He's three touchdown passes, one Cade Stover, one by Wyatt Mann, one by Gavin Martinez, and really just a dominant performance from an offensive standpoint for the Wimberley Texans. On the defensive side of the ball, come up with a big stop in the second possession, three and out for the Navarro Panthers, and developed into the 14-7 lead that we took for a little bit. Navarro comes back, ties it 14-4, and then a late touchdown by Cade Stover to make it 20-14. So a pretty good first half, Zach. I mean, it's been a situation where we've probably seen a football game that we pretty much expected to see, just a nose-to-the-grindstone battle football game.
Yeah, man, I've had two coworkers chewing my ear off all week, so I really want this game.
Do we give do we need to give them a shout out, man? I mean, we can can give shout outs.
I mean, I got to give a shout out to Colin Cohen. He's been giving me a hard time lately, but you know, he actually put in a fake RO saying, "Can I request this Friday night off?" I think he said that Navarro could win 35-7 or something
Come on now.
And I was like, look at the scoreboard, man. Not too smart.
Tom knows better than that. Tom knows better than try to give him off on Friday night.
Tom was like, I'll give you $20 if you crap talk these two dudes for me on the radio. Tom, that one's for you, buddy.
There it is. I saw Tom before the game down there and talked to him for about 5 minutes down there, and he's
a funny guy.
Much like all of the Wimberley fans, parents, they're excited for this game. They're excited for the Wimberley Texans here in 2017. A lot of great things to come. We've seen a lot of it right here. JoJo Weeks has put on a display so far. Talk to us a little bit. I know you got some stats for him, obviously the three touchdowns, but give us an idea kind of what he's done so far.
Well, he's only had really 11 attempts. The first one obviously was dropped by Gavin, but he came right back a couple plays later and caught that deep pass that was about 19 yards down the field, so definitely redeemed himself. He had a fake curl route down here to Wyatt Mann that was also incomplete, but not much you can really do. It was really good defended by the cornerback right there. So I'm going to go down my list. You have Cade Stover, who has two receptions, one of them a 6-yard to get set up a first down, and then he had the 24-yard post corner. Ended the first half with about 30 yards and touchdown, and that's really good considering, you know, how much they've actually not had the ball, I guess I should say.
That's right. Time of possession's definitely been in Navarro's favor up to this point.
Totally. You have Gabe Martinez, who had a 19-yard reception, like I said earlier, a 25-yard touchdown on the infamous post route. Actually, it was a corner route.
He faked the post and went to the corner. That's right.
Yeah, maybe that's what caught him off guard. They expected the post.
Yeah, probably something they scouted so many times.
I know. His corner routes are really eating him alive.
Yeah, Cade Stover scored on the corner route on the bottom side as well. And, of course, Wyatt Mann comes back and scores on the post route. So they're probably in there trying to scratch their head, figuring out what in the – we can't stop the post. We can't stop the corner at this point for JoJo. He's just throwing bullets out there.
Yeah, and then Gabe also had one more reception that was for 17 yards. He ended the first half with 61 yards and a touchdown. Hayden Krebs had a 5-yard reception, but he's a second-half player. He's always a bounce-back player, so he'll come back and, you know, probably end up leading the team in receiving. So
all it takes is one for that young man. He's dynamic. He can get a ball, and he can run with it fast. And
quick, man. Just got to stop running backwards, and you're good.
Yep, no doubt whatsoever.
And then, like you had just said, Wyatt Mann had the 55-yard touchdown. So,
I noticed, and I started looking at this when I was kind of doing some research on this game, and the fact that Wyatt Mann is leading in touchdowns surprised me a little bit, and not in the sense of a talent standpoint, because I got to tell you, that young man has got some hands, and he can feel. I mean, he can catch the ball. I've seen him several times go up over the top of it. We talked about it a little bit during one of the breaks earlier, Zach. That I look for Wyatt to even be a guy that they possibly throw a long touchdown or two as well. The curl and go, the one that you're talking about that was well defended, if that ball's thrown about 10, 13 yards further, that's a situation where we're talking something completely different.
Oh, yeah.
Wyatt Mann's got another touchdown.
No doubt. Yep.
So I look for him to do some additional things, and I think that they'll continue to really take advantage of the middle of the field. We've seen it so many times that JoJo steps up in the pocket. He gets that 3-4 step drop, that real big first step drop. I mean, he really ends up about 4 yards with one step because he kind of hops back and then steps up and just has been drilling the ball all game long so far. So I'm excited to see things. Defense at this point, Zach, I think is probably going to be the biggest thing. Wimberley's going to have to step up and make probably one, maybe two big stops against the Navarro Panthers.
I agree. And then you also had the 44 Moss Carruthers had a 14-yard little screen pass over here to set up the last-minute touchdown by Cade Stover. So, and then he also had only about 8 yards rushing on two carries. One of them he was stuffed in the backfield. I believe it was on the very, very, very first play of the game, but they obviously bounced back and scored and then had an 11-yard rush as well.
Yeah, he had the screen play that really set up at that point what the was ended up being the 24-yard Cade Stover strike on the outside right there. He screened on the bottom side. We've seen him kind of throw that to Mitchell a little bit, but predominantly we've seen it throw it to Moss. We've seen the hands kind of become not necessarily an issue, but he kind of dropped some sometimes, but they came back to him at that point, and he came near side and made a huge play with time kind of ticking down. I believe it was a minute 6 left on the clock when he went out.
Yep, used his brain and went out of bounds too.
Yeah,
I like to see.
Yeah, good play right there. So, again, at half, we got about 12 minutes and 50 seconds left here in the halftime. The Navarro band is on the field right now. We're going to go to a break real quick. We're going to come back when the Wimberley Texan band goes on the field. Again, Wimberley Texans lead over the Navarro Panthers at halftime. Score 20-14, 12 minutes and 30 seconds left in halftime. We'll be back here from Wimberley Stadium. You are listening to KOWO 104.1 FM, a member of the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
And by Chang's Hapkido Academy in Wimberley, providing instruction in the defensive martial art of Hapkido and physical fitness obstacle course training for students of all ages. Class schedules, pricing, and directions to 10330 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley at hillcountryhapkido.com. And by Stevens and Malone LLP, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and surrounding communities by providing legal representation in the areas of real estate business, estate planning, and probate law. More information at StevensMaloneLaw.com. And by Five Star ER. Five Star ER is not an urgent care center. It's a freestanding emergency room with the same care you'd expect from a traditional hospital ER. So when you need the ER, make it Five Star. Across from HEB on 290 in Dripping Springs. Learn more at FiveStarER.com.
Halftime, Texans Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson, Zach Peterson. Gave you some halftime scores. Jared, let you know about Hondo. Astros ahead 4-1 now in the fourth inning. So the Astros are doing good. As long as they don't go to their bullpen, they'll be fine. As we wait for the second half of this one, I'll remind you that next Friday night we are off. So no game next Friday night. And then the following Friday, the 10th of November, Texans will be facing Hondo in the final district game of the season. Also, another reminder, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, be sure to give our office a call at 512-965-9969. Jared Robinson, Texans will get the ball coming out of the locker room here in the second half, and you would anticipate that they would be going against the wind. You'd think that Les Goad would probably take the wind here in the third quarter. Really, Navarro hasn't shown that they can stop the Wimberley offense so far tonight. So if the Texans can put some points on the board here, they're going to be looking pretty good for the rest of this ball game.
Yeah, I think one thing that they're probably considering at this time is, one, go down and score and a defensive stop, and you put Navarro in a situation where they've got to throw the ball, something that they're not used to.
Right.
And it's a whole different ball game. If Wimberley goes down, scores, and we get a defensive stop. So I just got an update as well. Another little Hondo score update is going to be Lano 10, Hondo 21 at halftime now. So a good game as well. I was looking at it a minute ago over in Canyon Lake, just up the road from us. Canyon Lake 29, Fredericksburg 22 at halftime. So some good football games going on out there right now. Westlake is 42-0 over Lehman. Hayes 31-14 over Vista Ridge.
That's a big game for Hayes.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. Dripping Springs 27, Alamo Heights 0. Bernie again this week taking a licking. Taylor High School 28, Bernie 7.
How about that? That
so
really surprises
after a game that we saw, and then this is the one that kind of interests me a little bit, was Cuero versus Senton.
The Gobblers.
Cuero up 27-0.
How about that?
That's always a – you always see those two names in the playoff pictures at the end of the year.
And Wimberly has run into those names.
Both of those, So a lot of good games going on out there. But the one we're concerned about here is 3 minutes and 3 seconds away from starting the second half, and Wimberly's going to be getting the ball. And we look I look for a big strike, and I look for them to go quick, as they've done already. I wish I had time of possession, Mike, but what do you think it is? Probably I don't know, man.
I don't know if it's that one-sided or not. You know, they both had what, three or four possessions in the first half. I guess let's go ahead and run down the standings too. We'll let everybody know that. I guess this time of year we start looking at the standings and playoffs and that sort of thing. Wimberly again comes into tonight at 2-0. Navarro 1-0. Hondo at 1-0. So the winner of this game tonight will obviously be 2-0 in district, and then if Hondo holds on and beats Llano, they'll be 2-0. Llano came into tonight at 0-2, and Bandera 0-2 as well. So those two are at the bottom of the standings. It's setting up, though, if Hondo wins tonight and Wimberly wins, and again, this is all theoretical, but if those two teams win, next week Hondo will play Navarro. That'll be a huge game. And if Hondo goes ahead and beats Navarro, that'll set up two 3-0 teams for the last Friday night of the regular season. It would be Wimberly versus Hondo at Hondo for the district championship. I'll be honest, after watching Navarro play, Navarro's an outstanding football team. I wouldn't anticipate that they would beat Hondo, but it's certainly within the realm of possibility.
Well, and I, you know, it always comes up to the question of, I would imagine that just about the entire coaching staff next week will be at the Hondo Navarro game.
Yes.
And so
they'll be doing their scouting, that's for sure.
It does have some implications, obviously. Like you said, if Navarro goes out, and Hondo wins tonight, closes out Llano, and then comes out next week and beats Navarro, last game of the season at Hondo on the road for the Wimberly Texans is the determining game of the district championship. So a kind of a awkward deal coming out of it could develop. A lot of it depends on a next week big game between Hondo and Navarro, but Wimberly's got to take care of business tonight and close the door here.
Yeah, Doug Warren would slap us if he knew we were talking about things a week or two down the road. Hey, a reminder also to our listeners, we are continuing to look for fall interns. So if you are interested in broadcasting, heaven help you, come intern for us. Give our office a call for more information at 512-965-9969. We're ready for the second half, almost. The players are warming up. Let's take this break. You are listening to the Wimberly Texans on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberly and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas not-for-profit educational institution. Start here. Get there.
Support for this Texan football broadcast is provided by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood Broker, services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberly and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberly.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
And by Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes, as well as remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.